Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Tell It Tuesday. I hope everyone out there had a victorious day, because you know it's about victory here with us. That B for victory also stands for that V to vote. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening, and Stephanie is going to share some good stuff with us. You know, we're talking about that mother-daughter relationship that's strengthening. Stephanie has beautiful daughters of her own. She's done an excellent job with those young ladies. Those ladies are the epitome of their mom. They have class. They have style. They're polite. They're very, very mannerable. You know, it's just so wonderful to work with someone like that. Stephanie and I started Waking Up with Linda McShann in 2013, so we're not strangers. We go further back than that. So for a lady to come and share and care in the manner that she does, she is so much appreciated. I just want to play this because this is what I feel, this is what we're going to be talking about, and this is what she always says.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
That's right. I've sent that out to Stephanie Haynes because that's the way I feel about her, and that's the way she feels about me, and we are heartfelt, and we know it. And another thing I'd like to tell you about, you know, we should all develop a mind to rejoice and praise and share in the gift of those who have artistic talents and richness of heart, whether they achieve wide recognition or not. Cultivating such a beautiful mind is a very worthy effort. Culture and art are not just decorations. They are not just accessories. What matters is whether culture enriches the essential substance of our lives. The artists out there, no matter what it is, through this pandemic, we have found out that we have more creative skills than we thought we had. And no matter what it is, no matter how it's brought about, please remember that it's always coming from the heart. And on that note, I'm going to ask Ms. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with us this evening, Stephanie?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Thank you for coming and caring and sharing. You're a busy person. I appreciate you so much, and the listeners are waiting because this is a goody-goody topic. So I'm going to be quiet and let you take us on through it.
All right. Well, good evening, listeners. Yes, I'm going to do a recap from what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks about, you know, toxic relationship with our mothers and what kind of effects they have on us, you know, as daughters. So, you know, the first bond that a girl has is with her mother, and so it leaves a great impact on her entire life. So if the bond between a mother and daughter is balanced with kindness, care, love, carefulness, and sometimes limitations, the relationship is respectful and will blossom. But a damaged relationship would have adverse effects, such as low self-esteem, depression, attachment issues, hostility. And we talk about these items, different phrases, maybe 3 weeks ago. And last week we talked about some of the toxic relationship and controlling. It's another one. So, but tonight I want to talk about ways to improve mother and daughter relationship. You know, because they always can be improve. Not saying that perfect picture, because, you know, we always go through our ups and downs, right? We have our disagreements. Sometimes we agree to disagree. And then, that, you know, before I go further, I want to thank you for the kind words you have said about my daughters. Well,
I tell the truth, and I know those ladies, and now you have three. How many daughters do
three.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
I know three.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've watched them
grow.
Right, grow up, yes. They're beautiful young ladies, but so is the mom. So, you know, we know where that work came from, how that basics went down there. So, you know, we, like you say, you know it's ups and downs because of the girls, and they're all beautiful young ladies. So, you know, what can I say?
Yes. So, you know, the most important thing as a mother is to be an active listener. You know, it's hard to listen when you're thinking about your own thoughts. You know? So most of the time, you may assume that you're right. Instead of assuming anything, listen carefully to your mother or your daughter. Listen without interrupting or analyzing. You can ask questions and get the answer to avoid any disagreement or confusion. So this is a way to connect easily. And then we talked about this last week. You know, about the talk and listen technique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you listen to the person, what they have to say, and then once you finish listening, then you summarize what that person said back to that person, right? And then they give that person a sense of, okay, she's listening or he's listening, right? And then number two, walk in her shoes. You never know what your mother or daughter is thinking about until you are in her shoes. When you try to understand from a mother or daughter perspective, then you might find it easy to reach neutral ground, right? And then the third, have that open communication. Most of the misunderstanding occurs during to no communication at all. Mother and daughter should be open to having healthy and honest communication. For instance, as a mother, if you don't like your daughter spending the night at a friend's place, you should convey to her and explain the reason why you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when my kids was growing up, I didn't allow spending the night. You know, because the near factor, you know, there's so much stuff going on. And even though when you think you know the parents of the of your children's friends, but you don't know what's happening actually in the household. So I didn't, you know, allow too much spending the night. You know, if there was cousins, fine. And so, and not too much with cousin either. You know, but it just, you know, I always had my kids around me to a certain extent so they can be, that I can keep my eye on them as much as I can. Because, you know, I can't 24 hours, 24, you know, 7, I can't. You know, because they had school, and when they became older, they had work. So, and then there was a separation where, you know, when I had my stroke. You know, then they were separated from me because I wasn't able to take care of them during that time. Yeah, but I still had open communication with them. You know, I didn't abandon them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even, you know, when kids are young, because it happened, you know, when they was young, you know, they probably felt abandoned. You know, their mama's not healthy and vibrant like she used to be. But that, I always kept that open communication with my children, no matter what. You know, I always support them, you know, the much, you know, as much as I could, you know, during my time, because I was paralyzed, at, you know, during that time as well. So it's not too much I could have really done, do with them physically. And not so much mentally either, because, you know, I couldn't talk for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just keep, you know, yeah. So, but during that communication time, you know, I always let them know that I love you, I support you, and I did that. And that's how they became who they are today, because they had a mother that did not judge them, allow them to be free, allow them to experience their own gifts and talents and to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
So mothers, I want to say, it's very important to communicate with your children. Mothers and daughters should be open to having healthy and honest communication. That's important. All right? And then one of the effective ways to have that conversation is to using that I statement instead of you.
Right.
So when you use the you statement, you're blaming, right? So when you say I, it means that you are taking full responsibility. For instance, I am feeling sad rather than you are making me depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you try it and see how it works. You know, it's you're putting it back on you. I'm feeling sad rather than you are making me depressed, or that famous saying, you make me sick. You know?
Right.
You know? No, you say, they put it back on. I am, you know, feeling kind of, you know, uneasy right now. I'm not feeling well right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when a person is upset, they project their stuff onto the other individual and have nothing to do with you. You know, like I said earlier, you know, misery loves company. And sometimes when a person is miserable, they push that pain onto you.
Definitely.
And they project that stuff onto you. You know, so when that happens, you have to set boundaries, right? And it's very important. So that irrespective of how close a mother-daughter relationship is, there have to be a certain boundaries. Mothers and daughters can be best friends, but there has to be healthy boundaries. This not only helps in improving the bond, but also maintains a respectful relationship. Now, forgiveness, you know, I would say it's the key. You know, I remember one of my daughters, I'm not going to name them names, their names,
no.
But anyway, she always write me a letter when she felt that she was out of line.
Okay.
And she would write a letter stating her claim, you know, because she's an Aries. And, you know, Aries, you know, I feel like for the most part, they want to be right. And they think they're right. They're intelligent, right? But however, she would write me letters. And then she apologized, you know, for whatever that she was. But she's going to make her claim, you know. This is the way I saw it. And this is the way, you know, it should have been. But, Mom, I'm sorry. You know. And so, and I listened to that. And I think that, you know, really accepting someone's forgiveness, you know, because sometimes, you know, we like to hold on grudges, right?
Right.
Right. So you don't want to ever hold on grudges. You want to let those go. Forgiveness is to maintain, to forgive, is help you to maintain healthy relationships. A mother and a daughter can have pity or conflict, but at the end of the day, work to forgive and forget with a warm hug or a kiss. You know? And then, you know, heal quickly. Because sometimes, you know, when you hold on that stuff, it keeps you from, actually, it blocks your blessings from you when you hold on grudges. But it also makes you sick. And then it tends, you know, then you have the tendency to start to withdrawing. You know, and then when you go into the withdrawals, then it's allowed gaps to come between you and your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So instead of that, waiting is better to talk with each other and sort out the matter quickly. And then this will heal the wound faster. All right? So I'm saying, mother or daughter, don't hold on to grudges. You know, first of all, take responsibility of your part, what you played in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be so easily to blame. Right? So we don't want to blame. So when you blame, you lose the power to change. You know, I got that stand for one of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like that.
So when you blame, you lose the power to change. You know, and then we have to learn acceptance. The mother and the daughter are two different individuals with different perspectives. Instead of arguing and trying to always win the discussion or always trying to be right, both the mother and the daughter should accept that sometimes there can be no mutual solution. It is better to agree to disagree and move on. Because if not, you're going to continue to go back and forth, and then nothing will ever be solved.
Nothing.
Right. So the bond between a mother and a daughter is irreplaceable. You know, so to have a healthy and harmonious relationship with your mom or your daughter is to go back to that forgiveness. Learn to let go. You know, learn to agree to disagree. Because it's okay. And when you find out yourself, you know, that's where maturity comes in, when you can be able to do that. Just
yeah.
To let go. And then allow your mother or daughter to be who they are. Because, you know, sometimes we try to change individuals, which we can't. Only thing that we can change is ourselves.
That's right.
That's the only thing we can change. Yeah. So, Ms. Linda.
Yes.
You know, we're done with this topic. You know, with the mother and daughter, we did the father and son and the son and daughter, I mean, son and mother. And so now I, you know, during this pandemic, and I hope the topics that we have done during this time really help some of you guys to really understand, you know, that without the love of our parents, in spite of whatever they've been through or going through themselves. Always remember, you only get one mom, you only get one dad.
That's right.
And if your parents are still alive, you know, take this opportunity to heal that relationship. You know, because sometimes they want the same thing that you want, but just don't know how to ask for it or to express themselves. You know, so, and then going back to the pandemic, you know, this is another time for those who are sheltered in, you know, with your mom. You know, and since I've been, you know, sheltered in with my mom, you know, we always didn't have the best relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm learning, and she learning, you know, just to accept each other for who we are. You know, no one likes to be controlled.
No, that's a true fact there.
You know, and even a dog don't want to be controlled.
No.
You know.
No.
You know, and then no one never wants to be manipulated either.
No.
You know, so, and that goes back into the communication, because if you learn how to communicate, being assertive in your communication, then there will not be no manipulation, because of the fact that you know how to state what you want using that I statement. You're not blaming, but you're actually stating how you feel from the heart place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And having that heart-to-heart conversation is where we want to be. So you can be respected, the other individual can be respected, and then you can create that harmonious that we all yearn for. Because we all want to be happy at the end of the day.
Sure, we should be happy at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, as Angie always says, it's the party of one. Is at the end of the day, it's you and you, okay? So why not have make it be a happy closing, you know, a happy wind down, because it's you, no matter what you deal with during the day, who you deal with, whatever you have to deal with, at the end of the day, it's you. So
that's right.
As you say, you cannot change anyone out there, but you can change you. You know, I'm a firm believer of taking, and people look at you when you say, I take a daily assessment every day. I write down, I assess myself every day, and I try to figure out what can I do better tomorrow than I did today, or what I did today, was that really necessary? It's an assessment. And it's almost like a self-journaling. And you're dealing with you, because you're the only one that can really get the answers to that, okay? No one else
right.
can tell you. No one else can give it to you. You're the only one that can do it. So it it is a lot of toxic relationships, mother, daughter, some moms and daughters haven't spoke for years. I speak with mine every day, even though she's not here physically, but she's in the spiritual, and she's not going nowhere, okay? And I always know it when I'm getting ready to go against the grain, or when I have an ugly thought come through, and she will come and whisper in my ear, I did not teach you that, okay? So even though she's not here with me, I still communicate in. And so for those who are honored to be with their parents and have their parents, it's like you say, make amends there. But I needed to ask you, you were speaking of gaps and
mm-hmm.
pulling back. When there's gaps setting up, or you want to, how can you say it, you do that pullback. Some people, when they say give them space, you're not really giving them space, you're giving you space. Because some
mm-hmm.
persons are stubborn and they don't want to bend. So you cannot force yourself on them. I wouldn't say it would be holding a grudge, like you say, you pull back or you distance yourself or you withdraw. If I run into individuals like that, I don't withdraw, I get away from, period. And it's a good thing, because you don't get away holding a grudge. You just know that that's not your area. Is that a good way to put it? That's not a good blend. And so, therefore, on your end, on my end, I keep it as harmonious. I'm going to always be respectful and pleasant, but it's not a good blend because these things happen that over time, and you're taking note. You know, sometimes, like you say, we're all going through stuff. Forgiveness is great, but what you have to do is forgive yourself first. That's where the forgiveness starts, okay, with you. You forgive yourself for, how can I put it, I wouldn't say allowing yourself to allow that to go on like that or not recognition, but some of us move differently than others. So when you say distance, I don't distance, I get away because of my temperament, my honesty, and the way I move. If this has gone that in that direction, guess what? It's not going to be a good blend because you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you, okay? Because if there's some dialogue here, you might not be able to handle it, all right? Because I'm not playing, okay? So when you say distance, I take distance in, or I want to put an O-R there, or just run, get away from it, period. Because it's a form of darkness. It's going against your grain. It's like a mother, a family relationship. Your child is one thing, but we have relationships with everybody we meet in life. You know, we have our neighbors. We have our, you know, dealing with relationships. It's just all about relationships. There's an organization that's Mastery and Transformational Training. They call themselves the Transformational Tribe. They have programs like a relationship, you know, there's a whole big thing on it, you know, and you'll meet all these strangers, and it's like it's very interesting program how they do it. And then from there, there's programs like grace. When you hear the word grace, when you hear it, you know what that's transforming you into. But they have a program called relationships, and it is thing to go through, because when you come out of that, you have a different way of looking at things, and it applies across the board, because the relationship is really built from you. You're the one that's responsible for that relationship. You're the one that understands the blend, recognizes the blend, and make the changes that need to be made, because it's still back to you again, the party of one. So am I kind of like drifting into the thing, but I was so happy because I, like I said, I've known you a while. I've known the young ladies. I have known, you know, and they're beautiful young ladies, and I can understand that type of agreement that you guys have because you see it. You see it, you know, when you interact, when there's interaction there, when everyone is in every, I haven't seen them in a while, but whenever I even look at a picture of them, I see it. So you did an excellent job, Ms. Haynes. That's all I have to tell you.
Well, thank you.
Excellent.
It took a village, you know, a community.
Okay.
You know, yeah, it took a village. But however, to go back to what you were saying about how you just, you know, run away or just walk away because you didn't want to get involved in, you know, in the toxic relationship. And I think, you know, in that case where you said you probably were, you know, got heated or the conversation would probably went another way. But the most important thing, when things like that happen, it happens for us to process it, to assess it, and then respond in a way that is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that situation is going to come again. It's going to come again until you learn how to communicate, process it effectively. You know, I always tell my client, life is a test.
Yes,
it is.
It's
how we take the test.
That's right.
It's just a test. You know, so it's how we perceive the information that given to us at that time. Then it's also where our life condition is at that moment. It's how we react to things, you know. So it's at that moment when things come to us, you know, sometimes we have to do the assessment, you know, where our emotions are, where our feelings are.
Oh, yeah.
Are we in a good or bad mood? Because if not, then those things will continue to happen, and then we have never learned how to really, you know, parse that kind of information when it comes to us. Okay.
Well, in this case, so, you know, with my situation, I keep a happy, bright, and light attitude, and I try to really stay on top of a high life condition, really high, because of all the entities and the items that I deal with on a daily basis. I have to keep it up there, okay? But also you have to, and there you go again, when you made the statement of I feel this way, when it comes back at you as a you, that it makes a difference. It puts that situation in another direction, right? And you,
yes,
as you say, depending on your life condition, I call it dropping the brick. See, I know how to drop that brick on you. I'll drop it, but I've learned how to let it down on a velvet rope as I've grown through life. But I have to drop it in order to keep moving forward to where I have to do and not get over there. Because when you assess yourself, you assess situations, and you come to that point, you drop that brick. But like we say, you know, like slapping with the velvet handle and put some velvet on the top of it, I learned how to drop that brick on a velvet rope. And it's up to you how you take it. Because if I have to drop a brick, if I have to drop that brick, that's it. It's not about a relationship, or because the trust value is no longer there. And once that trust is not there, I won't deal. I will not deal with anyone I don't trust, period. Family member, that trust has to be there. Trust is very, very important. And if you're in a situation where there's some doubt about trust, it's not a good thing. So you're right. You keep a high life condition, but I also keep that brick. That brick, I carry it in a cement case, but I carry those velvet ropes with it. I've learned how to, and it doesn't make it be so bad, okay? But it has to be done, because that's the only way you're going to move forward. Because some people, if you stew, I don't know, grudges, what you don't hold, you know, me and my honesty, and it's like up front, where you bring it is where you get it. Let's get it done and forget about it, okay? And move on to the next. But everybody doesn't function that way. So I'm so glad that you brought up that distancing. I had to mention that because, yeah, it's good to distance, but sometimes you just have to get on, you just have to go. keep that distance there. And, you know, if it comes back to you, as you say, we know about cleaning up, and then we know about the shadow. Like when people say, well, I'm going to go over here because I don't like these people over here. And what do I tell them? A fish will stink on any shore. I don't care how many waters you swim through. If you a stinky fish, you a stinky fish. So you're right. Mm-hmm. It will come back. It'll come back in a different way. But I am so glad that you came. You wanted to share this with us and let us know, because you were the right person. In all the relationships, but with the mother and daughter, I was ecstatic that you were going to bring it, because I know the relationships that you have with your daughters, you know. And it's not like somebody I'm just meeting and we're talking. This is deep. And I also mentioned, and they're creative like yourself. You might be in one field, but listeners, Stephanie Haynes is a very creative lady. Very creative. From making you the best looking bride. I mean, I can make a list, you know, of where you go, and I know you're very persuasive. All those parades and that we marched and hit that ice farm, you are very persuasive. We go way back. We have been on the asphalt, folks, moving in front of the bands, in front of the flags, and you know, just out there moving like we were, what, 16, right? The 16-year-old couldn't keep up with us. Until I decided that I was no longer going to hit the asphalt. I think I want to ride on the back of the car. It was so funny. So you are a lady of many, 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 many creativity, love, understanding, education. I'm just so proud to be connected to you and so proud that you come on and you share with us, because people need to hear that. This is And I really want us to go back to that healing of that wound, too.
Sure.
Yes, that's your book. That was very enjoyable. I'll pull my yoga mat out, because you will have a person on the floor snowing during the session. But, yeah, all of those things. But your creativity, your sincerity, your dedication is a plus. It just brings a smile on my face. And listeners, we have to do that for one another. That's why I sing that song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, because if she needs me, I'm going to be there, because if I need her, she's going to be here. And then that is just it's a wonderful feeling, and all I can say is thank you. And if you don't know how it feels out there, try it. It works. It definitely works. So where are we going to go next week?
So what I would like to say that next week, you know, since October is the month of domestic violence and breast cancer, you know, awareness, you know, I would like to, you know, hit on a little of both of domestic violence and also breast cancer, you know.
Okay.
And so I would like to start, you know, next week on the domestic violence. And then that following week, I think we have one more week in October. With the breast cancer. And then in November, if you want to, we can start the section on the healing of the womb.
Yes. I would love that. In November we'll probably have to mix up the healing of the moon and the healing of the world, too, because November 3rd is going to be a whole different ball game.
Right, so and I think there's going to be a lot of healing needs to take place during that time.
Okay.
You know? And I think the most important thing is really, you know, really praying for the four corners of the world.
Yes.
Because, you know, to bring peace, bring balance back, you know. And I think November will be a great time to start, you know,
And to celebrate, you know, the you know, being thankful, which we're thankful each and every day, and we should be grateful and appreciative. But, you know, as you're sitting down eating that baked turkey or fried turkey or whichever kind of turkey you like, or Cornish hens, or however way you want to do it, because this year is going to be a bit different, you know, with the family gatherings and things of that nature. And it's like, you know, I like fried turkey. We eat fried turkey. I haven't had a baked turkey in years, but I was looking, and there's a few places that will prepare either a baked turkey or a fried turkey. And I said, oh, we should get the fried turkey because I know it's going to be good. So, and if it's a small gathering, no matter where, even if it's a regular, non-pandemic, no matter where I would go to have dinner, I always have Cornish hens in my home for me. Because no matter where you go, you don't ever get enough food to eat. I don't, unless I'm in Texas, and then I pass out with the plate on the floor. But I always have those Cornish hens, and everyone say, well, why do you sit on the floor and eat? I said, oh, you don't know? Oh, well, you see, you eat and you rest your back against the sofa in the family room, because when you finish eating, you just roll on over and just push that plate, and somebody eventually, when they wake up, they'll walk by and pick it up and take it in the kitchen for you. I said, because it's a different form of eating there. And they're saying, well, we can come. You got to come for Christmas. We know how to social distance. I said, uh-huh. I said, I don't know who you think you're speaking to.
I said, but as soon as that barbecue, fried shrimp, and whatever else get on that island counter, that social distancing is going to go out the door, and I know it, okay? So you can't tell me. You can't tell me about the social distancing. So it's a lot of things that are happening here, and I think Thanksgiving is going to be a good month where we can touch on all of that, and especially after November 3rd, okay? It's like, no, it just has to happen. I have never seen, and you know, I don't like to get political, but we all political, and we all politicians because we have to politic for our lives. We all politicians, but when you get into, they say, well, you didn't run this year for a position. No, I wanted to be in the background. I wanted to see the other side of the process, you know, of supporting someone else, and I have my people I'm supporting, and learning and stuff, because when you're out there hollering vote for me and all of this stuff, you really don't have time to see what's going on. But that support group, the supporters are the ones that really push it out there. You're out there too, but it's that back room that's making it move. So I really wanted to get a little experience of how the back room really, really, really worked, and how, you know, the conversations, the remarks and all of that stuff. I've always steered away from it because, you know, I got that kind of personality where I'm no nonsense, and I'm learning how to get a little bit calmer, but it's still there. So I'm easing into it. But I tell all the young adults and everyone, please go out there and take a seat at those tables. You've been at those tables for a lot of years, Miss Haynes, in and out. I remember when you would be talking about stuff, I didn't even know what you was talking about. But you've been out there in the community. You've been out there with the groups. You've been out there advocating. You've been out there moving on social justice. You've been out there for years, you know. And we all have to get a taste of that, because like you say, the entire world is just not our little cubbyhole here, and just not this little group. It is the entire world. And I tell people, I say the deities have left, and I mentioned Risho and Kokoron. I said, in a philosophy, it's like on securing a piece of the land. I said, and the land is not secure. I said, it's been invaded. I said, the winter always turns into spring if the right people get behind it and get it done. So I'm 100% with you. We're going global here. It's for all, you know, and all four corners. And is it any more corners that have added on that we don't know about? Is it, you know? We say four corners, but it might be six or seven out there. Might be a few we haven't seen yet, okay? Because you don't know. You really don't know. Right. Everything is changing. Everything is I call it new beginnings. They say back to normal. No. This is new beginnings here. It's not anything back to normal.
It's the new normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is the new normal.
Yeah.
Because this is where it's going to happen.
I said the four corners of the world, I only know, you know, north and south and east and west.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all I know.
Okay, well, I tell you, sometimes I be feeling like it's six, it's an east and west and in between and a circle, too, with all this with all this stuff moving around. It's a circle out there, circling a circle. We just don't know it, and we just can't see it, and we don't know what to call it. But shoot, this is some real, real different kind of stuff, okay? And it is the new normal. So in order for us to go through it and keep it right, we have to keep ourselves in balance, as you say. You know, keep those relationships going. As Angie always say, reach out and give that love. You always come from a different manner, but we all have something that we're bringing here. And again, we appreciate you, because waking up with Linda McShann is to keep your butt woke. Everybody holler, wake, no, wake up, you know, wake up. Stay focused. Okay, please stay focused out there, and stay aware.
and stay happy. Shoot, you can't do nothing with your lips all poked out and complaining about everything. I think a complainer is pathetic, and they are pathetic. You know, the time that you're taking to complain, we've got to find a solution here. And I just want to tell the audience and have you on the phone that we are being sponsored by Community Unification and Collaboration, Inc., which is the new grassroots nonprofit out there that moves throughout the communities dealing with the youth on its array of consultants and advisors, and they take care of the need academically, leadership rise, dealing with the homeless, foster care. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So what we're talking about, what we need to do, what this society is about is education, unification, and collaboration, because it takes all of that to get it done. Wouldn't you say that, Ms. Haynes?
I agree.
Okay, well, that's our sponsor for this evening, and they're out there moving on the road. If there's anyone that needs to get some information, dial 323-769-5879. We have the information for you. Also, dial 323-769-5879. You know where our topics are going to go. We're going to be talking about domestic violence. And if you have any questions or you have any stories or whatever, please give us a call, email us, let us know if it's something that you want to discuss. And I'm going to put that out there because, you know, that's a heavy topic. And if there's someone that would like to ask some questions on domestic violence, is it a question that I could ask that would help you guide everything, Stephanie? Well, what question should I put out there for next week?
Let's talk about, You know, how can we effectively forgive our abusers?
Okay, how can we effectively forgive, our abusers? Okay. Phew.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we say that we forgive, but you still hold on to it.
Right.
You don't let. So how can you effectively forgive? You know, let go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put that out there. And on that note, Stephanie Haynes, you know I'm going to take us out of here. We appreciate you so much coming on with us this evening. I'm Yosha Marie. I have some emergencies. I always post us out there, but you know life does what it does. And hopefully everything is okay. A bit concerned there, but we know what to do to get that straightened out. And on that note, you know, I always play this for you because this is what you remind me of. We love you, Stephanie Haynes. Listeners, that was Stephanie Haynes. We talked about the mother-daughter relationship, strengthening it, the pros and the cons about it, the toxic and the beauty of it. Stephanie, we love you. Have a great evening. Thank you so much.
And thank you as well, Linda. Have a great evening.
All righty. Thank you. You too.
Good night.
here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. We're getting ready to take you on out this evening. You know, I got a reminder for all of my change agents out there. You know, change agents become change makers. So continue to do what you're doing. Stay happy, bright and light. Stay strong. Stay happy. Stay focused. And on that note, you know what I'm going to tell you. Keep marching and walking and rolling and sliding to the polls. Let nothing stop you. Let nothing hold you back. We don't believe in fear. We're determined. We're undefeated, and we don't retreat. I love you all. Have a great evening.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to lift up, lift up.
To every word I say, every word I say,
ain't no stopping us now.
We're on the move.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let me know.